Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. I am Michael Finney. Today, we're going to take a look at artificial turf that could cause some real damage, fake debt that is causing financial damage, and the legislature makes a move that you thought it had already made a long, long time ago. Let's go ahead and start with that. A new bill has been approved by the legislature, and it is now on the governor's desk, that would protect consumers from recalled products. Now, how does it do this? By saying you can't sell recalled products. I'll bet you didn't know this, but when a product is recalled, retailers are still allowed to sell it. Nothing illegal about it. Perfectly proper under the law to take an amazingly dangerous product that has been recalled and continue selling it. Well, this new bill would make that illegal. Once a product is recalled, it would have to be pulled from the shelves here in California, and stores and websites would have to post notices explaining that the product has been recalled and why. It is about time we had this legislation. Like I said, I know that recalled products don't have to be pulled from shelves, but unless you're in the business, you don't. A huge data scam, this one coming out of Countrywide, as if we need even more problems with mortgages. A guy who worked there and another man have been arrested. Prosecutors say that they used flash drives to download data from about 20,000 customers each week. And they did this for 2 years. And then they sold the data in batches of 20,000. For $500, they say altogether they earned $50,000. The men have said, not us. They have pled not guilty. We'll have to see what happens with that. FTC is going after scammers who are marketing envelope stuffing schemes. Here's the twist to this. They're marketing those to the Spanish-speaking community. Look, you see the ads in English-language publications. We've seen them forever. Well, what they're doing is taking an old scam and repackaging it to an audience that potentially has not heard of it. Look, you can't make big money stuffing envelopes. There's a lot of schemes with this. Some of them try to talk you out of more and more money. Some send you a bunch of information and tell you to write companies and get business. And then the most dastardly, although fairly amusing one I ever saw, it would say, send in $5 and we'll tell you how to make money stuffing envelopes. So you read that little ad, so you put $5 in an envelope and you send it to that address, and then they would write back and say, place an ad just like mine, and then when someone sends you $5, stuff this letter or a copy of it into an envelope and send it back to them. Unbelievable. The FTC is cracking down on this. So if you know someone who speaks a foreign language and maybe is their first language, Spanish, it doesn't matter what the language is, Chinese, German, whatever, they're going to start rolling this out in every single language. So it's something that we really do need to get on top of. Artificial turf has been found with lead in it, and the California Attorney General has filed lawsuits. The Center for Environmental Health announced today that independent testing has found high levels of lead in a variety of artificial turf from a dozen companies. If you have artificial turf at your school, you might want to get in touch with the Center for Environmental Health and see if the artificial turf at your child's school is a danger or a potential danger. Fake debt collectors, boy, the bad guys never give up. They call up, they say, you owe us $20,000, we'll take $1,000. You say, I don't owe anybody any money. Then they threaten to have you arrested. They threaten to ruin your credit. And you know what? The whole thing is fake. The whole thing is fake. This is huge in West Virginia. It's working there, which means it will roll out across the country. If you don't owe a debt, don't pay it. Fight back. Fight back. Do not pay a debt you do not owe. Laptop computers. We've heard about a lot of issues with the batteries starting fires. Well, now there's a recall of 73,000 laptops because of a burn hazard. These are the VIO models, not all the VIOs. The VIO VGN-TZ, the 100, the 200, the 300, and the 2000 series. There's a wiring problem, and they can overheat. Now, Sony has received 15 complaints. One of them caused minor burns. Now, Sony is doing this voluntarily. If you have one of those computers, they'll check them for you, and if they're not okay, they'll fix them. If they are okay, they'll hand them back. Now, Finney's Friday Free Stuff, a couple of very fun things this week. First of all, Chabot Space and Science Center, free admission. You ought to get in on this. It is a spectacular facility. And then McDonald's is offering sweet tea, getting two free sweet teas. I don't know what the deal is with sweet teas, but all of a sudden, it has moved from being a Southern tradition to a Western staple. Everyone's getting in on sweet tea. You ought to check out McDonald's, see if you like it, and you ought to do it for free. To get those coupons for both of those, go to our website at abc7news.com. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I appreciate you downloading. I'm Michael Finney. Goodbye.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.